You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents. This is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish. Today, we are getting fit with our favorite workout buddies. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Listeners, I'd love to introduce you to PetPlate.com. They deliver freshly cooked, human-grade dog food right to your door. I'm talking about dog food that is so high quality that even us humans could technically eat it. I've been feeding Pet Plate to my pup for the last 2 weeks, and it's perfect for my picky pup and perfect for me since I'm so busy. So if you want something super healthy, really tasty, and ready to serve, go to petplate.com/spot to get 30% off your first box. Once again, that's petplate.com/spot to get 30% off your first box. PETPLATE.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. I hope most of you out there are able to enjoy the warmer weather finally. I know some of you are still stuck in winter mode with snow on the ground. I've seen the pictures. I'm not amused by it, and I'm sure you are not either. But with summer approaching, getting our swimsuit bodies back is on the minds of many. And if looking better isn't on your to-do list, perhaps you just want to feel better. Are you feeling a little sluggish from eating those comfort foods all winter long? Have you also noticed that Fido's midsection is a little thicker than it was this time last year because maybe you've been slipping him some unauthorized goodies? Well, I'll tell you what. I was looking through some photos from last year, and I noticed right away that our Sadie had gained weight. That gave me an idea for this show, which is why we are tackling the subject of losing weight and feeling great. Now, you probably already know that if you try to accomplish this task by yourself, it's much more difficult than if you have a buddy doing the same thing right alongside with you. It's all about accountability and staying consistent. And if you don't have a human partner to help hold you accountable, then why not ask your furry family member for their help? Now, you're probably wondering, how could they possibly help you be healthy? Well, dogs are known to help us get up and get moving. And obviously, they have needs like we do, so we can always find a way to help each other. Now, depending on the breed of your dog, he or she may need a little bit more exercise than others. Bigger dogs tend to require more exercise to stay healthy, while smaller breeds with little legs sometimes can't keep up with the big dogs. But that's not always the case. But just to be sure, make sure you check with your vet before your dog engages in any new activity, especially if they're senior dogs or if they're puppies. Now, with that said, it's also really important for you to check with your doctor before taking on a new activity. Make sure you get a clean bill of health from your doctor before pushing yourself too hard, especially if you're new to exercising. If you are new, if this is a whole new world for you, be sure you start with something less strenuous, like just going for walks. Once you feel like you can handle more, you can start increasing the pace of your walk and/or the distance. You can grab your dog and his leash and baggies, of course. Grab your fitness monitor if you wear one and head outside to enjoy the beautiful weather. And hopefully you have beautiful weather. Just start with walks around your neighborhood or maybe a local park if you have one nearby, or even hiking trails if you have them nearby. Now, I just discovered this awesome recreational area near us, and now it's my new favorite spot for peaceful trail walks through the woods. I grab Sadie, because she's my walking buddy, and we head for the trails. They even have a sheep farm, so of course we have to go over and say hello every time. And once the weather warms up even more, try to plan your walks for early in the morning or later in the evening once the sun goes down. Be careful with hot pavement. Try to walk in the shade if possible, or on the dirt. You know, burned paw pads is a real thing, and it can be excruciating for your dog. So just be really careful when it gets really hot outside. Just know that the pavement heats up. They even make little booties, and you can put the booties on your dog and head for the trail or even walk on the pavement, and that will protect their pads. So consider checking those out. Now, if you're already a jogger or a runner, consider taking your dog along with you if he or she is also a seasoned runner. You don't want to push him or her, but if you have a breed that naturally enjoys running, then you already have the perfect running partner. There are also special leashes that attach to you, so you don't have to worry about holding on to the leash. These leashes are also good for biking. So if biking is more your speed, you can consider biking with your dog. I'm actually considering attaching a baby buggy to the back of my bike and letting my Frenchies ride in there. Now, I know that is the epitome of crazy dog lady. I'm aware. But I'm okay with that. Now, my Sadie loves to run, and she actually does really well with the leash while running. Now, if she spots a squirrel or another interesting creature along the way, it is possible I may get pulled over to investigate it with her. If you're lucky enough to live near the beach, you could always consider running on the beach, which I'm sure you already do if you live at the beach. It's better for your joints, and you can be outside by the water and enjoy the beautiful scenery. Sounds perfect to me. Now, there's always rollerblading with your pup. This can be an excellent form of exercise for both of you. If you're brave enough to strap on a pair of rollerblades and go out for a roll with your dog, then I say go for it. Now, it looks like fun. I haven't tried it, but it looks like fun. And I know it does burn a lot of calories. And I'm sure it's fun for your dog, too. They may be a little bit confused at first, so you might want to just kind of try it out in your driveway before you venture out. But just be sure to be safe and wear a helmet and pads, especially if your dog is known to really pull you. Just be safe. You don't want any accidents. That would not be good. Now, as the temperature rises, you'll want to be around water if you can, right? If you have a swimming pool or you have access to a swimming pool, consider swimming laps with your dog. If he or she already knows how to swim, then you have the perfect lap partner already. If not, then you'll need to teach him. I know it seems strange that dogs would need to be taught how to swim, but it's true for some breeds. Start with a life jacket and then slowly let them get used to being in the pool, because sometimes they don't really like the water too much. Maybe they associate it with taking a bath, which is the case with my dogs. You know, some dogs actually hate the water. I know mine do. But others absolutely love it, and they may not even know that they do love the water. So try it out. You know, if you have a lake nearby, maybe try a shallow part of the lake, going in, letting them swim around a bit, maybe playing fetch in the water. Just be careful, obviously, of creatures and whatnot in the lakes. You just never know what's lurking. So swimming pools are probably a better idea. If you're looking for something you can do in your backyard and something that's super easy, just go ahead and pick up an old-fashioned tennis ball and play fetch with your dog. Again, this is an activity that comes naturally to some dogs, but maybe not others. My Sadie likes to chase the ball, but she doesn't always bring it back. She has that prey drive going on, but she doesn't really know how to fetch. We've had to teach her how fetch works. We throw the ball because you bring it back. Got it? And it makes more sense to her now. It is an abstract concept for some dogs because they want to hang on to it. But if your dog prefers a frisbee, that can also be fun, and it can burn some calories. So pick up the ball, throw the ball, pick up the frisbee, toss the frisbee to them, and you're both outside having fun and burning calories. It's a win-win. Now, if you're looking to build some muscle through strength training, you can try incorporating your dog into your at-home workout routine. I know that sounds interesting. For a fun look at what I mean, be sure to check out our Get Fit with Fido video on our YouTube channel. It's up now, and you can head there and check out a brief video of what I mean by incorporating your dog into your workout. The link is also on the show page, so you can head over there after the show and check it out. Just know that everyone involved had a blast making the video, even if they look like they didn't. I promise you they did. At least I think they did. I had fun. But it's basically doing like plyometric and body weight exercises, but incorporating your dog so you get a little bit of extra weight. So you can do some plank taps, and you'll see what I mean there. You get in the plank position, and if your dog sits nicely and doesn't move, you can actually tap their head and alternate, and it actually builds your core muscles. There's some other exercises you can check it out on the video. Now, even though most gyms aren't dog friendly, as you can see, it's pretty easy to incorporate your dog into your exercise routine. All right, so we're going to take a quick break and be right back with more Get Fit tips for you and your workout buddy.
Sit? Stay? We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Malnourished and emaciated.
Constant scratching and just being unpleasant.
He was shedding excessively.
He was losing his fur.
Franklin was rescued from the streets of Los Angeles.
Bear was a rescue from the same shelter in Kansas City, Missouri that I got JJ the Terrier.
I found his raw meat diet, which is raw meat, eggs, rice, and Dinovite and Lico Chops. His omega-3 supplement on Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
I've got my ground beef, the Dinovite, and I just mix it all together with the eggs and the shells.
Franklin, he's thriving. His coat is soft and shiny. He's shedding much less.
They're much happier. Their coats are better. Their behavior, especially their behavior, is better. How do you feed your shelter dog to derive a great attitude?
Start that little pet off right.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Just go to Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
I love cleaning the litter box, said no one ever. Luckily, there's World's Best Cat Litter, the litter that promises less mess with less litter. Only World's Best Cat Litter uses the concentrated power of corn to quickly trap odors in tight clumps. And quick clumping means you never have to chisel or scrape the box. Less cleanup with less wasted litter? That's a litter bit amazing. Save $2 on World's Best Cat Litter. Visit www.saveonworldsbest.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Now, before the break, I shared some dog-friendly fitness activities for you to try with your favorite workout buddy. There's a little something for everyone, no matter your level of fitness. If you're a beginner or you're more advanced, there is something for everyone. Now, the following activities are dog friendly, just to recap what we talked about, and they will help you get in shape, no doubt. We talked about hiking, walks around the neighborhood if you're more of a beginner, running or jogging, biking with a special leash attached to you and your dog, rollerblading, swimming, throwing or chasing a ball, throwing the frisbee, and then also strength training at home. And make sure you check out the video for that. Now, we all know that what you eat is just as, if not more, important as getting your daily exercise in. The old saying is 30% gym, 70% kitchen. So let's talk about changing your food habits alongside your dogs. Now, I'm not going to lie. It takes a lot of willpower to make the conscious decision to eat healthy, right? And I'd like to avoid the word diet because diets don't work. You truly have to make it a habit, and then it becomes a lifestyle. So if you do this alongside your dog, you know, they're like your accountability buddy. So it makes it a little bit easier. The easy part for them is that you tell them what they can and cannot eat, for the most part, right? Unless they steal something. If it were up to my dogs, they would be eating everything they could get their little paws on. Now, sometimes they try that, but of course, mean mom stops them. Now, for you and for me, it's more difficult because you have access to bad stuff. And you have to choose not to eat it. Now, all of the foods and snacks I tell you about are for both you and your dog. There may be a slight modification for your dog, but for the most part, you can share it with them. So whatever you make for yourself, you can share with your dog. This allows them to truly be part of this journey with you, which makes it more enjoyable. Now, healthy snacking seems to be a tough one. That's where people cheat a little bit. So we're going to focus on healthy snacking habits you can form with your dog's help. Now, snacking doesn't have to be a bad thing. If you're choosing the right snacks, you're actually doing your body a favor. You're fueling it when it needs it the most. Stick with fruits like berries for a healthy treat. You know, strawberries and blueberries are always a good choice for both you and your pup. Veggies are also awesome snacks. Carrots are my favorite snack to share with my dogs. They know as soon as I go to the refrigerator and take out the carrot bag, they all line up and they stare at me. It's a little unnerving. But I'm used to it at this point. And so for an extra treat, you can always add peanut butter to your carrots. And that's an extra treat for you and your dog. So as soon as they hear that carrot bag come out and then they hear the snapping of the carrots when you bite down on it, that's when they really go crazy. So I'll do a bite for me, a bite for them. And I don't feel bad about it because it's a healthy treat. Now, since it's getting warmer outside, this next one might be especially tempting. Well, we all reach for watermelon to help cool us off, right? Well, dogs can also have refreshing watermelon. Just be sure it's the seedless kind, since the seeds can be very harmful to them. All you need for this is seedless watermelon and a cookie cutter. Okay, I think the bone cookie cutter is especially cute. But once you slice your watermelon, or if you purchase the pre-sliced kind, which is even easier, simply cut out shapes using that cookie cutter, and then you have a fun and very simple way to hydrate your pups, and you can eat them too. And so you can use your fun, you know, holiday-shaped cookie cutters if you want. Maybe you have a little palm tree for the summer, a bone-shaped cookie cutter, whatever you choose. It just makes it a little bit more fun for them. Another fun and healthy frozen treat involves your ice cube tray. Now, we've talked about using ice cube trays on the show before, and it's really a staple if you're going to be making any type of your own dog treats. You can suspend fruits and veggies inside the water and then freeze them, and you can do that using your ice cube tray. Some of the best ones to try are pieces of strawberries if you just cut them up really small and stick them in the ice cube tray and then fill it with water. You can also do blueberries, raspberries, and carrots. Hey, anything else you can think of that would be a dog-safe fruit or veggie, you can cut it up and put it in the ice cube tray. You could even do green beans. You could do any type of fruit or veggie. You can freeze it for a few hours or stick it in there overnight and then pop each cube out and then serve. And it's just a fun way for them to stay hydrated. And obviously, they're licking the ice cube or sometimes actually chomping down on it to get to the little treat inside. So they know there's something in there, trust me. They're trying to get to it. So they're going to lick it until that comes out. And it's also a great way to keep them occupied. You know, it's like a puzzle, you know, kind of gets them in shape mentally as well. The next one is a show favorite. Okay, we've talked about this one before. I just want to remind you of it. Still involves the ice cube tray. You can mix low-fat plain yogurt with any of the fruits or veggies we just talked about and then freeze it. So instead of using your water to fill up the veggie trays, you're actually going to put the fruit or veggie in there plus the yogurt. Okay, it just adds a little something else for them. And yogurt is really great, very healthy for them. You can also consider using low-sodium chicken broth instead of the yogurt. You can choose your base, choose your fruit or veggie, freeze, and then they can enjoy it. So you can mix it up. You can experiment, try with, you know, different types of bases, and then see what they like the most. It's that simple, and it will keep everyone cool and satisfied. Now, a favorite snack for the carnivores out there. You didn't think I was going to forget you, did you? Since the store-bought jerky contains a lot of salt and unknown ingredients, you know, try making your own jerky. It's really easy. It's a lot easier than people think. You can control what goes into it, which makes this the perfect meaty snack to share. So if you like jerky, and my guess is your dog already likes jerky, even if you don't know they do, you can make something like a chicken jerky to share. And all you need is a 1/2 pound of boneless, skinless chicken breast tenders. Or if you already have some chicken breasts on hand, maybe the full chicken breast, you can just cut that up. And you'll need a 1/2 cup of vegetable oil. You'll also need either a jerky maker or a food dehydrator. Or if you don't have either of those, no worries. You can actually just use your oven. Now, it wouldn't be jerky unless it had seasoning, right? It wouldn't taste very good, at least. Now, the following seasonings are safe for dogs. You could use parsley, rosemary, or sage, or a combination. Okay, so those are safe. You don't want to start putting salts and peppers or anything else on there because that's really not safe for dogs. You're going to start by patting the chicken dry with a paper towel and be sure to cut off any excess fat. Slice the chicken into strips about 1/4 inch thick. Coat the strips with the oil and the seasoning. And then place the strips on the dehydrator tray. Make sure they're not overlapping because you don't want them to dry into each other. So make sure there's enough space in between. And also with the jerky maker, it needs the airflow to really make sure it's drying it evenly. Put the tray in the dehydrator, turn it on, and set the temperature for 140 degrees. Okay, so in the jerky maker, it'll take probably between 3 to 12 hours, depending on the consistency. And also depending on the settings on your dehydrator. So it could take a long time, especially if you want it really dried out. It may take up to 12 hours. So you're going to have to be patient and tell your pups to be patient. It's also depending on how thick you cut the pieces of chicken. Okay, so just keep that in mind. If you have really thin slices of chicken, it's not going to take as long. It might take 1/2 that time. Be sure to keep an eye on them and check often so you don't over dehydrate, because then you're left with almost nothing. Just, you know, be sure you're watching. Maybe every hour, hour and a half, you check it. Now, if you don't have a dehydrator, I said that you could use your oven, and that's true. Okay. So if you have an oven, you can make jerky. You would just place your strips on a baking sheet instead of on the dehydrator tray. Set your oven on the lowest temperature setting, which is usually somewhere around 140 degrees, and just let them hang out in there and dry out. Okay, it'll probably take a while, depending on your oven, again. It'll probably take maybe 6, 8, even 12 hours. So be sure to check on them every hour. You know, you don't want to just leave them in there and then walk away and leave the house or anything. But just make sure that, you know, you're checking on them often. Now, once your jerky is finished, it will need to be stored in an airtight container because it doesn't have any preservatives in it. You can even refrigerate it for an even longer shelf life. So that's good too. While you have your dehydrator out, consider making veggie chips for you and your dog to snack on. Okay, this is a fun one too. Kale, sweet potatoes, and green beans all make wonderful dehydrated treats for everyone to enjoy. Okay, if you've never had kale chips, I know it sounds weird, they're actually really good. And they sell them in the store, and they're really pricey. Sometimes they season them, which is not the greatest for your dog, but it is really tasty. Okay, so if you're trying to avoid potato chips, then kale chips are actually really good. Give it a try. I know it sounds weird. Now, you can play around with the dry time just based on the consistency that you like, but keeping these snacks on hand will really help you avoid reaching for the convenient bag of greasy potato chips. Okay, so if you love something crunchy and kind of salty and savory, try these different chips. You know, if you want to experiment with different types of vegetables, you know, making like beet chips, if you slice beets, which can get kind of messy because beets will start, you know, turning everything red. But if you have different veggies that you like, just try drying them out and making them into chips. You might be surprised. And this way, you know, you're also not contributing to Fido's weight issue when you toss him a few kale chips. He's not going to gain weight off of the kale chips. So give that a shot. Make your meat. You can also make your chips. And everyone's happy, trust me. Well, we are out of time, and we would like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I always love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy at PetLifeRadio.com. That's Christy with an I at the end. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and now our new YouTube channel, so check that out. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.